And we've got a room full of band members right now.
Oh, boy. And that sound check was so great. We might not let them go at 7. They're fabulous. This is the Evergreen Grass Band. They're from Eau Claire. And they feature Matt Jago on banjo, Adam Seeland on mandolin, Tim Litcher on guitar, and Dan Turner on bass. And they all bass guitar. And they all sing. Welcome.
Nice to have you guys here. Now, does somebody want to speak up, Matt?
Howdy.
Howdy.
We're not hearing you very well. There you are, I guess.
Really happy to be up here where it's nice and cool, actually. Or comfortable to be outside.
I think it's okay.
It's a little hot in Eau Claire?
Oh, man.
Really?
Yesterday it was like 100, and today it's, I don't know,
it was only 93.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's fantastic to be up here. I am already in love with the weather.
Well, good. And I understand you've played at the tavern before?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly when, but March or April or something like that, back in the wintertime. It was fun then, too.
Good. So, go ahead.
We had a lot of snow in April, so
we did.
You'd remember it as winter. There's no doubt about that. And we had a lot of rain last night. Did you guys just get here today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just got here about
4 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, you're not aware of just what happened. Was there any new streams as you're coming up the North Shore? You see a lot of water down there.
It's hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Yeah, well, you guys, it's kind of interesting that when we looked on the website about you, bluegrass, punk, and
rock and roll, jam, and country.
Country, just about everything.
Good combo.
And the punk and the bluegrass don't normally reside in the same studio. So
that's very true.
This is going to be something.
It is. And I was very intrigued that they hope to one day play a song so fast that it actually disrupts the space-time continuum.
Well, that should be something. I don't know if I'm going to be around that day, but or know what happened.
It's okay. We probably won't succeed.
Maybe it'll happen tonight right here in the
wow.
studio.
What else will probably have an aneurysm first?
Oh, no. Well, I think we should just jump right into some music, and then we can hear a little bit more about how you guys got started and what you do. But let's hear one of these great songs.
This song is, almost brand new. It's called Shards, and contrary to what you guys have just spoken about, it's pretty slow and pretty and nice. So we hope you like it regardless.
Concrete slabs and railroad ties. Rotting wood returned to dust. Seagulls scream with little lust. Ripples scatter sunny patterns on broken bottles that were shattered. Our teenage boys on summer nights. Running wild, burning bright. Water wears the edges smooth. Always running on the move. We all crumble back to sand as we mainly try to understand. Hearts. Shine. water wears the edges. Always running on. We all crumble back to sand as we vainly try to understand. Why does it always seem to fall apart? Blood runs from the broken hearts. Shards it good and rocks it proves. To complicate the route we choose.
Nice. That was
beautiful.
Evergreen Grass Band, and they hail from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And if I were getting a little water distributed, it appears like middle of this thing. As I understand, you guys kind of got started on an open mic night at the Mousetrap Bar in Eau Claire. Is that right? That's what I read on your website, anyway. That's
pretty true.
Now, you all, were you friends before, or you just kind of met up and said, hey, this would be kind of fun to play a little more, huh?
Pretty much. this whole thing started out as a different band called the Ultimate Frisbee Orchestra, which was just a... I'm going to be tuning my banjo also, so I hope it's not too much of an annoyance to people while I'm talking here. But, it started out as a jam band. There was an electric guitar, electric bass, drum kit, mandolin, banjo, acoustic guitar, harmonica. It was just a crazy mess, kind of. Yeah. And that kind of fell apart. And then some of us in the band decided to keep going. And then the drummer and the electric guitar player we were playing with after the Evergreen Grass Band formed and got other stuff going on, so we decided to continue on as a string band. And then we've had a couple lineup changes, but the band has existed since, I don't know, 2008 maybe. Mm-hmm. And kind of been doing the same thing, and we picked up our mandolin player Adam about 2 years ago now, and it's been this ever since, and we found the match, and I don't know, this is it. This is the lineup.
Yeah, sounds good. And you've come out with a CD.
Yep.
How long ago was that?
That was June of 2010.
Okay.
And then we recorded our second album
twice.
Well, the June after that, and then decided to scrap it because of a lineup change. And then we recorded the second album again in November, and it's been done since the first weekend in November, but we need it to be mixed. And our former tour manager went on the road with another band until the middle of August, and he has all the files.
Okay.
So we can't mix it, and it's becoming very frustrating, but we hope to have it out very soon. And at this point, we actually have almost enough material for another full-length album that we hope to get in and record in the fall. So we're just going to slam you guys with a whole bunch of new music, hopefully all really close to each other together, I guess.
Yeah, and I believe that you guys are you're writing your own music.
Yep.
All original tunes?
Yeah, the first album is all original, and...
recorded a traditional song.
Yep, there's a traditional song called Raleigh and Spencer that we're putting on the second one. I think it's 15 tracks, and then the other 14 are original. And then basically a live show for us is, if you know, we're used to playing 3 or 4 hours, and when we play 3 or 4 hours, you get about 60% originals and 40% covers. We don't play traditional bluegrass covers. We take whatever you think of that we like and make a bluegrass arrangement of it. And we've played Guns N' Roses before, and Smashing Pumpkins, and Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Toto, and Pink Floyd, and anything.
Pink Floyd.
I'd like to hear a unusual cover.
All
right. That would be fun.
We will do that after. I just capoed a three for a different song, but we'll make sure we get to that after this one, or whenever, I guess.
Yeah, what have you got coming up? Somebody you want to introduce then?
Next song is called Numbers. It'll also be on the newish album coming out.
It's capo 3.
Key of B flat.
No, well, key is
E flat.
E flat, yeah. All
right. Well, yeah.
All right, ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sitting around where I want in time, lazy, uninspired, and rhyme. When the time comes, hold on, I forgot my rhyme. Maybe I'm too much too fast, I guess I'm doing too fine. Just don't look back, it goes so fast sometimes. A swing and a miss is not the lack of trying. Like the wind whispering through the pines. This among other things ain't worth the time.
Green Grass Band.
That was fun.
Another original tune by the band that's going to be down at the Gunflint Tavern tonight and tomorrow night. And second trip up here. They're up here in the middle of our April winter.
Yeah.
And I love that mandolin.
Yeah.
That belongs there. There's no question about that.
That's great.
Are you guys, I know that you're playing out on weekends and things, but do you have a other occupations that keep you busy as well? Are you able to swing it on playing as a band? Or
some of us do swing it as playing a band, but I some of us work during the week to get a little extra, cash. But we can pay rent and everything,
sure,
and swing it, and but, you know, not living not quite the rock star life, but but we can, you know. We can get by. Anybody else?
Well, a lot of the groups that come in here, you know, they have other occupations as well, and it's not easy, you know,
it's a different balance beam because we have to. Some of the jobs require us to be like, I've lost a couple jobs trying to. They want me to stop playing with that band, and we want you to play, you know, want you to work on weekends, and it's just like, no. Yeah. No, I'm not going to do that. Right, so now, I'm going to do something else.
Adam, the mandolin player, does he flooring for a living. He works for his dad's company, so he's got the freedom to kind of take off when he needs to. And our bass player, Dan, moves, and I'm not really sure how the schedule works there, but he's got the freedom.
I just tell him when I can work.
Yeah. And Tim helps out Dan from time to time, and I just play music and scrape by. I'm dirt poor, but
escorts the ladies the around
best,
a little bit.
Yeah, the best job. So.
Great. You know, Anne had a request. Where do you go with something like that now? You play a lot of unusual covers, you were saying, and where do you think you'd like to go with her request?
We'll see if you guys can spot this one.
All right.
Okay.
Do you want to comment? No. All right, ready? 1, 2.
I bless the rains down.
Evergreen Grass Band.
Covering Toto. Very nice.
Well, we didn't expect that.
No one sees the Toto.
I got to say, that's way more fun than the original.
I like it.
It's lively.
Yeah, like really fun.
No question about that. Yeah. You guys are playing. What time do you start tonight?
8 p.m. I believe.
Oh.
8 o'clock or so down the tavern. You'll play upstairs since the weather's nice tonight, and something you couldn't have done last April.
Or much this summer, really.
Or much so far this summer. Yeah.
You got lucky.
And you'll just kind of play till the crowd leaves, I imagine.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah, and then again tomorrow night. Where have you been? What kind of a what kind of venues you've been hitting? Playing a lot in Wisconsin.
We try to hit Wisconsin as much as we want because it's our home state, maybe our favorite state. I don't know. Minnesota seems pretty nice up here, but we've been as far as Colorado and down in Utah and down south Kansas and down in Wichita and over in Chicago, and upcoming we're going to go over and hit Michigan. So we've been trying to go all over, but you know, we only have one weekend at a time or one tour at a time. But we've played theaters to outside venues to your dive bar to your nice bar
to Kirby's, the tiniest room in the whole world.
Where's Kirby's?
It's Wichita, Kansas.
Okay. It's about the size of this room.
Now who lines up? How do you get that all to happen?
We have a booking agent currently. You can find contact information online at evergreengrassband.com under the contacts page.
Our banjo player does a lot too. And works with them.
Yeah, I did it for a number of years, and booking your band is stressful.
Yes.
I didn't want to do it anymore.
Hey, you should let us play here. We're awesome.
Yeah. I promise we're good.
Yeah.
And then to get the dates and the locations so that it makes sense.
Yeah, usually what you're looking at doing is kind of trying to book out about 3 months in advance and piecing together an itinerary, you know, before that, so you have a general idea of where you want to go, and if things don't work out, other, you know, routes that work out well. So it's good to know geography.
Yeah, it is good to know. And then also, of course, you want to be able to make enough money to pay for the trip and make sure all that part works too.
Yeah, gas money. I'm waiting for a Prius to come out with a band van.
They have
a 15-passenger van.
Well, they have a station wagon, but I suppose that wouldn't be quite big enough for you.
At least you don't have a big bass.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't work.
I've thought about it. I like those.
Fit in the new van, I think.
Just tie it on top.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, tie it on top. That ought to work. Yeah, well, you know, we have time for another tune. What are you thinking about?
Sure, River.
River?
Yeah, it's River.
Yeah?
Is this one on your current album that you're waiting for the guy to bring back? Or?
No, we were going to do a fast number.
Oh, good.
For y'all. And this one's called River, and it's by one of our favorite bands, Split Lip Rayfield from Kansas.
deception, blinding my eyes and screwing my perception. Take strong man to do battle with the devil. Use your black magic, keep the playing field level. She is killing me. I can't be free. I can't be me.
That was a great song, you guys.
That one was called The River?
Yep, it's River by Split Lip Rayfield from Fabulous. Lawrence, Kansas.
I love the time change in the middle of it there.
Yeah.
Awesome. Fun.
That was the Evergreen Grass Band, and they're going to be down at the Gunflint Tavern tonight and tomorrow night. They're going to start a little after 8 tonight, playing upstairs. It doesn't look like it's going to rain like it did last night. So
hopefully not. I've been watching some clouds come over, but maybe they'll just stop over the ridge and not come any closer.
But if they do, they'll be inside the tavern.
That's right. And you can learn more about them at evergreengrassband.com.
We want to thank you guys for stopping in. It's been a real treat to have you here at the Roadhouse.
Thank you.
And if you're back in town, let us know.
Will do.
Love to have you again.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks, everybody.